She picked up the butter paddles. "You leave him to me," she added, smiling. "You can leave everything to me." When she was alone again, she finished the butter. Patter, 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 patter. She paused, put the paddles down, and with the tip of a very clean finger, drew a curved line in the surface with another curved line just touching it, so that together they looked like a wave. She traced a third, flat curve under it, which was the chalk. Land under wave. She quickly smoothed the butter again and picked up the stamp she'd made yesterday. She'd carved it carefully out of a piece of apple wood that Mr. Block the carpenter had given her. She stamped it onto the butter and took it off carefully. There, glistening on the oily, rich yellow surface, was a gibbous moon, and, sailing in front of the moon, a witch on a broomstick. She smiled again, and it was Granny Aching's smile. Things would be different one day, but you had to start small, like oak trees. Then she made cheese. In the dairy, on the farm, and the fields unrolling and becoming the downlands sleeping under the hot midsummer sun, where the flocks of sheep, moving slowly, drift over the short turf like clouds on a green sky, and here and there sheepdogs speed over the grass like shooting stars, forever and ever, wold without end. That is the end of The We Free Men. It was written by Terry Pratchett and read by Stephen Briggs.
This has been an ISIS audiobooks presentation. For further details of our extensive range of books on audio cassette and CD, please call our free phone number, which is 0800 731 5637.